At an Associated Press forum for reporters, Kasich cited several examples of economic development during his administration and sounded off when asked if his income tax cuts have worked to bring back thousands of jobs lost during the 2008 recession.
800,000 turnaround? Are you kidding me? Wages growing faster than the national average? Going from 40 ranked in the country for wanting to do business to the top 10? I mean, that's just, you can write what you want and respect it, but I won't agree with it. You're entitled to your opinion, but as somebody once said, not to your own facts.
But his budget director, Tim Keene, had a different take in his testimony on the budget before the House Finance Committee. Keene said that wage and salary income fell in Ohio in the last two fiscal years and is projected to fall in the coming fiscal year.
The slower wage and salary growth in the U.S., where growth was 5.3 and 4.6, and is currently expected to be 4.6 in 2017.
The Office of Budget and Management says these statements are technically both correct, since wage and salary growth can be calculated in different ways. I asked Keene if it's misleading for Kasich to be using one statistic and Keene to cite another.
I don't think so.
Why not?
I mean, they sound like two different statements. Both statements are accurate. Both statements are accurate.
As the budget process has ramped up, the governor and his budget director have made other statements that appear to be contradictory. Kasich told the House in December that the state is, quote, on the verge of recession. But GDP is up in Ohio and the unemployment rate was steady last month. Keene has said the state is not in recession, but that slow growth rates make it, quoting him here, look and feel like a recession. Karen Kessler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.